A working group appointed by Mayor Przycki offered five options for the 95-year-old facility. The options include no changes, shared or sole financial responsibility for the City of Wilmington and the state, or a public-private partnership. Community members like former City Councilman Norman Griffiths says given the current budget climate, a public-private partnership is the best option.
Finding the money for an item like this is going to be very, very difficult, you know, in light of all the other priorities that state government, city government, county government have.
But State Rep. Charles Potter says considering any option is premature.
We haven't looked at the income side. There's a whole lot we haven't looked at. The usage of the field, if you got increased usage, what revenues is going to generate? Will we phase this in over 3 or 5 years? We haven't done that. You know, there's so much more to be done. This is the early process.
The city needs a plan for Baynard after a deal with the Sleazy NM School to pay $20 million for upgrades in exchange for a 50-year lease to operate the field fell apart last November. The group's chair, Kevin Kelly, promises feedback from Monday's meeting will be part of any decision on what's next. Megan Pauly, Delaware Public Media.